I'm not looking at you, darling. Of course not. I'm looking at what's behind you. Yes, a wall. I'm sorry. I zoned out a little. Do I intimidate you or something? Oh, that's cute. You're cute. Ugh, you're not gonna get my thoughts out of me that easily. I don't care how boring the work is. Plus, shouldn't you be concentrating? You do have a lot to do. Certainly more than me. I have more leeway of daydreaming. I don't have much to catch up on. Well, you're the star of the show. Of course, you have to do a lot of work. You're quite the hard worker, aren't you? And then it's very bad of me to distract you. Though it wasn't very intentional. I'm sure you can find it in your heart to forgive me, right? Good. I'm glad. While I have your attention, I want to ask something. Well, what is your, daily routine like? What do you tend to do when you come off of work? Okay, I see. I feel like there's more to it. Or maybe that's just my imagination running wild. That's nothing to worry about. My thoughts are for me alone. It's nothing bad, though. But now that I think about it, there are some thoughts I think I'd like to be confirmed with reality. Like I said, it's not that easy to get my thoughts out of me. You're gonna have to earn it. Anyways, you should be working, right? And so should I. I'm going to have to go back to ignoring you now. Bye. I just said you should be working. Oh. Have you already gotten addicted to talking to me? I mean, I wouldn't exactly be surprised. You're right, I shouldn't be tooting my own horn. I guess this is pretty good. I've been wanting to talk to you for a while. I don't know. There's something about you. Something that just tells me you would be willing to try some things. If you know what I mean. I mean, you can keep up the oblivious act if you want. It doesn't really faze me. Though, I will take it as you're not interested in me. Good. I mean, I've noticed the way you look back at me. I tend to look off into my own thoughts when I stare in your general direction for a reason, you know. Well, there's just a lot in front of me to think about. What do you think I'm thinking about? No, not even close. Perhaps you should think something a little more out of the box. More degenerate-like. I think you're starting to get the idea. Well, of course they're about you, silly. Who else would they be? The wall behind you? No, sweetie. I'm single. Which means I am a free woman. You're slowly convincing me more and more to let you in on these thoughts. Though, I'm not too good with my words. So, perhaps we could... I know what to do. Oh, whoops. It seems like I've been really clumsy again. There goes my pencil. It's more onto your side, so would you mind just quickly taking a peek for me? Meanwhile, I need to just adjust my posture. Just recross my legs. Be a bit more comfortable. So, how's looking for that pencil? Oh, I think I see it. Oh, please, no. You don't need to move. You are very busy after all, so I can just do you a favor and not be much of a bother. Bear with me. Let me just crawl over there. Ignore me. Found it. Hey, handsome. So, you wanted to know what some of my thoughts are? I can demonstrate one then. Just hold still. Keep working. Don't pay me any mind. What did I do to get this fella so riled up? What a nice taste. Your cock is so hard. I think it's about as big as I expected it to be. Which is perfect. It's a good enough size to fit all the way inside me. I don't know if we'll go that far, though. your little friend here, or should I say your huge friend here? Would rather explore a few more thoughts. That's fair. Just keep working. I can practically feel them all in there. How often do you masturbate? You're clearly neglecting yourself. The more I tell you of these, the more I want to feel them come out. But with a cock this big, I'm gonna have to put in quite some work, huh? No worries. You getting into it now? You're thrusting a little bit. At least I know that I'm good. I can't help it though. I didn't expect your cock to taste this good. I think I'm gonna try taking it a bit deeper now. Wish me luck, Daddy. Feels good though. Did that feel good, Daddy? Having your throbbing cock down my throat. I wonder how many girls can take all of this. I think I might try making you hooked onto me by taking it all. Sounds like quite the plan, right? You're getting more distracted from work. Here, let me help you. I can help you type. I'll just be on your lap. I guess it's pretty good that I went commando today, huh? Nothing to get in the way of your cock. Now, let's get ready, shall we? What were you working on? My, I'm sorry, it's just a little hard to get comfortable on your lap. Let me just move a little. You know, I'm starting to think maybe it could be better if we just get this out of the way. Whoops. It's not even all the way in yet. No worries. Just leave it to me. Right. So where were you? You used the mouse, I can use the keyboard. Oh, don't worry. I'm on the lookout. No one should notice. I am being pretty quiet after all. You're gonna have to bear with me, though. If we get any more rougher than this, I might just scream. Oh, right. I'm supposed to be tapping, huh? Zoya, just show me the work you need to do, and we'll go from there. Prioritize the most important ones first. Seeing how you don't need to touch your keyboard, how about you cop a feel of these meanwhile? And I'm practically tingling without your touch. What, were you dying to touch them or something? Good. I'm glad that they entice you. Hey, you're starting to thrust a bit more. That's pretty dangerous, you know. Like I said, I can scream. And what are you gonna do to stop me? Oh. Your fingers taste very good, Daddy. Put them back in, don't mind, don't you? You're gonna have to cover my mouth again, cause fucking clear. Daddy! Daddy! I'm sorry. That wasn't exactly my fault. You should have kept your hand around my mouth. You were just a little too busy fucking me. That's on you. I wonder how many people had. I saw a few heads turn. Let's try to play it off. We should get back to work, shouldn't we? Do you still want me here? I can help you. What do you mean? Come on. You know I can help you with work. I'll keep you focused, too. Of course. No funny business. No daydreaming. So, let's get back to it, shall we? Hello, my darlings. Thank you so much for watching this video. I'm a bit sick at the moment after returning back home from vacation and meeting family and stuff. But I still said that I was going to do these videos, and I'm like, there's no way I'm backing out on it. So I hope my stuffy nose and voice didn't, like, break it too much. I don't know. But yeah, I missed you all so much. I'm glad to be back. I love you all so much, and I want to give a big, big thank you to all of the Patreons. I love you all. You guys are fucking amazing, and your support, it's chef kiss. I'm struggling. My brain is just like dying at the moment because I'm really tired and really sick, but I'm trying. But thank you all so much for your support and for watching the videos and for subbing to the Patreon or joining the Discord or watching my Twitch streams. I love you all so much, and I will never be able to thank you enough for it. But before I start going on an emotional rant, I'm going to sign out now. I love you all so much. You better take care of yourselves this week. Until next time, my darlings. Bye!